This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 25th. President Joe Biden touted his administration's new $6.1 billion funding deal with chip manufacturer Micron in Syracuse today. The deal will build new plants in upstate New York and Idaho.
We're bringing advanced chip manufacturing back to America after 40 years, and it's going to transform our semiconductor industry, a pillar of a modern economy.
The pro-Palestinian groups in Syracuse demonstrated ahead of Biden's visit.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
The protest seems to be happening separate from Syracuse University. Elsewhere in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protests are continuing to spread to more college campuses, such as the George Washington University and other nearby schools, University of California, Los Angeles, and Northeastern University. While we also continue to see arrests at many of these protests. At Emory University in Atlanta,
Free Gaza!
One professor told CNN that a student protest today only turned violent after police arrived with guns, pepper spray, and tear gas. Emory claims protesters trespassed on their campus and that these individuals weren't affiliated with the school. Separately, a rally against anti-Semitism is planned to take place near the school tonight. Meanwhile, the University of Southern California canceled its main commencement ceremony, citing new safety measures in place. A federal judge upheld the verdict and award in E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against Donald Trump and denied the former president's motion for a new trial. Trump had made remarks denying Carroll's sexual assault allegations in 2019. He was found liable for defamation last year and ordered to pay just over $83 million in punitive and compensatory damages. Trump's lawyers argued that the damages were excessive, but today the judge said Trump's legal arguments lacked merit and that the punitive damages the jury awarded Carroll, quote, passes constitutional muster. Tanzania's prime minister says severe flooding has killed 155 people and injured 236 others. He says more than 10,000 homes have been damaged and more than 200,000 people affected. Flooding has also impacted Kenya, which shares a border with Tanzania and East Africa. One Kenyan resident says the lack of assistance makes her feel, quote, inferior.
Nothing has come from the government. We only help ourselves because nobody has come to the rescue.
Some locations in the central United States are facing a severe thunderstorm threat spanning 2 or 3 days. The system is forecast to unload tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail on a daily basis through the weekend. Dallas, Kansas City, Missouri, Des Moines, Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska are just a few cities that could be hit by multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms through Sunday. Moist air from the Gulf of Mexico was flowing into the central U.S. as heat builds in the region, priming the atmosphere for the possibility of robust storms. Some storms in parts of Texas and Oklahoma are expected to take shape in the evening and move east overnight. If you've ever been frustrated by slow internet speeds when surfing the web, you'll find this next story interesting. Hey, welcome back. Today, the Federal Communications Commission banned service providers from meddling in the speeds their customers receive when browsing the web and downloading files. The net neutrality regulations adopted today by the FCC prohibit providers such as AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from selectively speeding up, slowing down, or blocking users' internet traffic. The regulations largely reflect rules passed by a prior FCC in 2015 and unwound in 2017 during the Trump administration. The decision sets the stage for a major legal battle with the broadband industry. The latest rules show how, with a 3-2 Democratic majority, the FCC is moving to reassert authority over an industry that powers the modern digital economy. That does it for us. Our next episode drops at 6 a.m. Eastern.